In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. My beloved, the reading today is about how to love enemies and how not to judge and how to accept people and let go and forgive. One reading came to mind about this is from the book of Genesis chapter 45. This is the incident when Joseph was the second man in the land of Egypt and his brothers came to him looking for food. About 2 months ago, we had this in a Bible study with the children, and we asked the question, if you are in Joseph's position, how are you going to be dealing with your brothers? So here's Joseph, the prime minister of the land of Egypt, a very powerful and strong man, and here are his brothers who betrayed him, sold him as a slave, and shipped him to Egypt, away from his dad's house. So we ask the question, if you are in Joseph's place, how are you going to deal with them? And I'm not going to share with you the responses that came from the children, but you can imagine that this is going to be a golden chance for Joseph to take revenge. You're going to settle account and pay back all what you have done to me now. But actually, Joseph didn't do this. The link between the reading of Genesis 45, this is about the story of Joseph receiving his brothers, and the reading of the gospel today is the same. The key verse of this chapter 45 is verse 8. Joseph spoke to his brothers, saying, "So now it was not you who sent me here, but God. فالآن ليس أنتم أرسلتموني إلى هنا بل الله." Joseph saw that all his life and all what he's been through to the point that he's in now is not the make of anybody but God himself. Even to be betrayed and sold as a slave by the hands of his own brothers, this was a plan that God had arranged for him to come to this position now. To let go and to forgive and not to judge and not to keep grudge against people is to believe deeply that my life is managed by God himself. Allow sometimes for me to go into troubles, allow sometimes to meet people who give me a hard time. But if I keep in my heart that God can turn everything into the goodness, I will not worry much about it. In fact, I will hold on to my faith, to my calm, my peace, and I will believe that God is the one who's going to deliver me out of all. لَيْسَ أَنْتُمْ أَرْسَلْتُمُونِي بَلَ اللَّهِ. It was not you who sent me here, but God. If Joseph had not this in his mind, it will be a golden chance for him to take revenge. He will show him who Joseph will be. He will remind him of every day that he passed as a slave in a prison and every bitterness and every pain that they have put him through. But actually, no. Because he has seen the hand of God working through him, his life. He has seen that, yes, he was treated badly by his own brothers, but yet God had delivered him out of all. And actually, moreover, he made out of this bitterness into his goodness. If I believe that God managing my life well, and I believe that God can turn everything into the good, I will not feel grudge. When I'll keep grudge against anybody, but I'll let go. The only difference between me and somebody, I know that he did a mistake, or I've seen him doing something wrong, is that you saw him. I can easily be in the spot or in the place of this person and myself. My beloved, when we came across a feeling of grudge or hatred, or I don't have peace towards somebody, or somebody treated badly, and I don't know how to deal with the situation. Sometimes when you listen to the gospel we just listened to today, we feel that this is a standard that is far away from us to accomplish. Or maybe this is just something we hear in the church. But to love our enemies, to pray for those who persecute us, and to let go and not to judge and be merciful, well, this is a kind of a standard that God wants us to be. But as we are now, it's a long way through. I'll give you one example and one application that helps in dealing with this situation. For a minute, Switch the position. Put yourself in the place of the other person that you're thinking about and ask yourself one question. How would like people to treat me? Don't set yourself to be a judge or a ruler or a judgmental person into others. Switch the place. Switch the place for 1 minute and feel what this person feels and think what this person would dream and hope that people around him or her to be treating him or her in such a situation. I'll give you a concrete example. We saw somebody who always did something or did a wrong mistake. Before jumping into conclusion and judging this person, how about if you put the room in your heart to think for a minute, if I'm in the place of such a person, what would I do? What would I hope to do? What would I hope to be treated as? Answer yourself. Answer yourself. I think you will say, I would like people to be merciful and to forget about what I did. Give me another chance. I would like people to support me. I would like people to come and talk with me and say, we need to understand why did he do this. And then I will explain to them, maybe I was weak, maybe I did a mistake, but I need another chance. Isn't that exactly what you're going to answer yourself if you put yourself in the place of the other person? I think the answer is yes. Then, for this moment of thinking, you would realize how this person liked to be treated. I think if I feel what he feels, if I think about what he thinks, I would have a room to let go of my grudges and make a room for this person to at least talk to him or at least to listen to him. Come, I would like to talk with you. I would like to know what happened. I know that it's not in your nature to do such a thing. I would like to understand. And when you let the room for the person to speak, let him to discern himself and to examine himself. And by himself, he will come back to his mind. It is not through our judgment. It is not through our gossiping. It is not through our, you know, talking about what this person have done that will fix him or bring him back. Actually, it will send him away. So, yesterday was celebrating the feast of St. Moses the Black, a true example of a person who find in his heart to be merciful toward others. They invited him to examine one of the fathers who did a mistake in the monastery. Then he came to them with this bag of sand on his back, and the sand, it had a hole. So as he walks, the sand is all over the ground. They marveled at this scene and they say, why you're coming here with this sand in your back? And he said a wonderful thing. He said, these are my sins. I carry them on my back. I thought that I don't see them. And when they saw that in St. Moses, they say to the monk, go. There is no room for us to judge you. There is no room for us to examine you. One of the wonderful quotes about that St. Moses of Black said, he said, if we dwell on other people's mistake, we will forget about our own. من تأمل في خطايا الآخرين نسى خطايا نفسه. ومن ظن في نفسه إنه بلا عيب فقد حاوى داخله سائر كل العيوب. And he is him who thinks in himself that he has no wrong whatsoever. He in himself has all the wrongs in the world. My beloved, put yourself in the place of the other person for 1 moment and answer yourself, how would I like to be treated? And accordingly, this deal with this person. I think, as one of the fathers put it, treat people as you like to be to treat yourself and treat yourself as you treat people. Treat people the way you treat yourself. How would I like to treat myself? I never think of myself that I did wrong. I always find an excuse. I always understand myself. I say, well, if they understand me, they would know that I'm not mistaken. This is a measure that I'm dealing with myself. Then switch it. Deal with people that like to deal with yourself. And deal with yourself the way you'd like to treat people. You always examine. You always think that there's something wrong. Let me do this to myself first. What did I do? Why did I do that? I'm mistaken. So my beloved, it's a very simple example. And the example of Joseph in Genesis 45, we saw a person, he found that God had all the control, and he's the one who makes all the plot together, pieces come together. Even if you feel in yourself that you are judged by others, not treated fairly, or some people giving you a hard time, pray and have in your life and in your heart that God can turn everything in your goodness. The pieces come together. It needs patience. It needs trust. It needs diligence. It needs kind of trust and faith in God. May God give us this peace, the inner peace, and give us the ability to always think of the other as I think of myself. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.